The massive body of this woman's mummy covering is fairly plain, but the masks depicting her face and upper torso are lavishly decorated. Notice her elaborate hairstyle. The rows of tight curls above her forehead mimic the style of fashionable Roman women at the end of the 1st century AD, the time in which she lived. But the long corkscrew locks hanging down are typically Egyptian, a style harkening back nearly 2,000 years. If you look behind her head at the vertical section, you will see a pantheon of Egyptian gods. There's also a particularly beautiful bright blue scarab beetle, symbol of rebirth. Now move towards her feet and look at the bottom of the foot case. Marcia Hill, a curator in the Egyptian art department, is intrigued by the jackal-headed figure we see there. He is Anubis, god of embalming. Marcia Hill.
This isn't the Egyptian Anubis we know very well, but it is Anubis as you know him in the Greco-Roman period. He's become a very important figure, kind of a new personality. He's taken on elements from the Greek Hermes, who is a god who sees people from the life into death, a kind of an escort. And here he's carrying the moon as a symbol of waxing and waning, which is another emblem or idea that's assimilated with death and rebirth.
Above him is a Greek inscription. It says, Artemidora, daughter of Harpocras, died untimely, aged 27. Farewell. If you'd like to know why this and other inscriptions in this room are in Greek, press the green play button.